Lepo zdrav iz Cerknega, pravkar smo poslušali.
I'm Jonas Kocher playing accordion, coming from Switzerland.
I'm Michel Doneda playing the soprano saxophone, I'm coming from France.
Jaz sem Tao Gavrhovec Sambolec, gram računalnik iz Ljubljane.
Jaz sem tudi iz Ljubljane, Tomaš Grom, igram kontrabas.
So, tonight we have the opportunity to hear this project on the stage. Why it would take so long to hear it this in the Slovenian stage?
I don't think it takes so long, but the project of improvisation are kind of a slow process because of the economical situation everywhere. It's not so easy to get some concert, you know. So from the beginning, when we start with a group of people, the development takes time. It's not like we do a product and we put the product on the market. So the process is really different, really different.
Instead of talking about what we are doing, it's so complex.
Yeah,
if you want to talk on a phenomenologic point of view, we can talk about the perception, about what is the complexity of that and the simplicity of that. But I think also that for me there is a question: if we are in a jazz festival, why jazz is always the owner of improvisation? Why it's always this terminology? When I play with Elvin Jones, you know Elvin Jones, this drummer, he was playing with John Coltrane. When he came in the studio, I say, "Mr. Elvin, I'm sorry, I'm not a jazz musician." He say, "But the jazz don't exist. We are musicians. We just play what we have to do and what we have in our skin, in our heart. So forget about jazz. This is just to sell something. It's not. Label is not coming from the musicians. So, and it still continue. We are in the 21st century and we are always talking about jazz because we are not able to talk about another.
Okay, maybe a general question which should be put at the beginning. Can you just shortly describe the circumstances in which this group came together?
Jonas and Michel were invited by Miha Zadnikar, I guess, to play a concert in Ljubljana on Defonia. And then somehow, I'm not sure, we also, as a Tilt, the duo, we played the same evening. I don't know how it came to it, but you met before, Jonas and Tao met somehow before, and it was a proposition. So suddenly, we were like two duos facing on the stage in Gromka. We played. And they played, and the next day, I think we met at my place at home. Is it true?
Yes.
In my living room, we invited some people, and we played as a quartet the first time. And yeah, that's how it happened that we played together.
And after that, you did meet for a long time, and how it come to the record?
Then we met again. After a while, we organized a few concerts. How many was it again?
A year. And you organized some concerts in Slovenia?
You organized. I organized.
Yeah,
I
that's important to say.
Yeah.
Because you.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. And we recorded the concerts and we chose the recording from Maribor, from Udarnik, and we did a record out of it.
Udarnik 1, Udarnik 2, Udarnik
3. Yes. I mean, Udarnik 1, 2, 3. Actually, it's a one long recording without editing at all. We just put four indexes in between for the people which get bored in order to jump through the next to the next, or better to say. It's better that to choose like 10 minutes by me than to play it on a radio or somewhere, because no, it's not possible to play the whole like 40 minutes on the radio. It's a technical question, but it's true that we made another more material actually on your radio student, where we also had a concert that we recorded, and we sent the material to Giuseppe Jelasi to Milano, and we asked him if he can, out of this material, create his own piece of work, piece of music. So he did that, and we put this on the record as well.
So in between, you played already together after the record, or is this the first gig gonna do?
No, actually, we didn't play after the release of the record. We didn't play together, but we had a 2 days ago concert in Zagreb, and we play today, and in 2 days we play in Budapest.
How was in Zagreb?
In Zagreb, we played in a, I think, great acoustic space where we had all the possibilities to play really silent. We heard each other very well, and there was good attention from the public, and I think we had a good concert.
Is there music is evolving in a way with these live gigs? Do you feel some where it is it going with all of you, like from the gig in Zagreb, maybe? How is the feeling? Is the music growing, changing, and everything? Of course, it is. But
it's anyway. Every concert is, as Michel and as Jonas said before, is different totally. Because actually, the space influences us a lot. Mm-hmm. And we played acoustically in Zagreb, and up until now, every time we played acoustically, except Tao, of course, he has the system. And today, we will play. We did play. Fuck. first time, actually, amplified, and it's a different situation. And we did see how this will happen. But I'm looking forward. Or we did. We had a great concert, and I'm looking forward to have the concert now.
Cool. Great, guys. Thank you very much for this chaotic interview. Hope you have good gigs in future.
Yeah.